Bambi's Secret to Survival. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. During deer hunting season, many states allow hunters to shoot only bucks. Yet somehow, the balance of male and female deer tends to remain stable. Now Ron Lubisky, a professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida, thinks he's figured out this mystery. He says that when hunters cut down the numbers of male deer in the herds, the females go wandering.
We found that the females, rather than staying at home to await the attending by a male, these females were moving substantial differences in search of dominant males with which to mate.
So these does tend to find their trophy bucks later in the mating cycle. And Lubisky says biologically, the longer they wait, the more likely it is they'll give birth to a male fawn.
We can put these two together and say that the deer population itself is incorporating these two facets to return the sex ratio to more toward equity.
Dr. Lubisky says female deer have evolved this method to cope with a shortage of males, whether it was created by selective hunting or by natural causes. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.